Oh, hi. Good morning. Come on in. You're just in time. Take a seat.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Roo. Sir, I have a problem with my boiler.
How about some coffee? Cream, sugar?
What is the best backup generator made today?
Blueberry scone, perhaps?
When you turn on the hot water, it whistles like a train.
Get comfy, because Lou Casa, Tu Casa. And he's taking your questions till 10. Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hi, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Lou Manfredini. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by our friends at Ace Hardware. My friends are at PermaSeal, too. They're both my friends. Drinks for all my friends! What's going on around your house? Ooh, I got a neat Noodaloo 2 this morning. Veronica, do you have areas in your home that are dark that you just, you know, when you go in, you're like, oh, geez, I wish I had an extra light in here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do I have the Noodaloo 2? I should have brought samples.
Yeah.
I know.
My living room is just, it's either too bright if you put on the big light up
right
above, or it's too dark.
Well, this is not that. This is like a dark closet or a crawl space, or this is an addition to, wait, so tell me about your living room. Your living room?
Yeah, I just...
What do you have, an overhead light?
I have a big, huge fan.
With a light. Okay.
And then I have just lamps everywhere, but it is either too dark. I work in there a lot. I'm on the computer a lot, so it needs to be bright, but not
super
bright.
What is the light fixture that's on the fan?
I don't know.
No, in other words, in other words, is it a single schoolhouse bulb, or is it three little lights?
I think it's the big schoolhouse bulb. I haven't checked. I'd have to unscrew it and look inside there.
Maybe we put that on a dimmer.
Maybe. That's a good idea.
You know, then you can, doesn't have to be as bright.
But I do have a closet when you first walk through the garage that is too dark. When I'm trying to find something in there, there's no light inside of it. So this might
work. Oh, gosh. You're going to love our Noodaloo 2. You're going to love it. It's coming up. What time are we doing this, Lindsay?
We are going to do this at 7:50.
All right, so stay tuned. Veronica, you're going to be here at 7:50?
I will.
All right, Joe Brand, nice to have you here this morning. As I said this morning, that's nice. Another Southsider. Excited about your Hawks?
Very excited. They're on a roll, too.
They're on a roll? What do you mean they're on a roll? They haven't done anything yet.
Oh, the Red Hawks?
No, the Sox.
Oh, the Sox. I thought you said the Hawks.
What did I say?
I think you said the Hawks.
Did I say the Hawks? I meant the Sox.
Yeah. Well,
sorry.
No, the Sox are, Sox are looking exciting, too.
Yeah.
A lot of young guys to be excited
about. Yeah,
very
nice. All right, you're going to be here all morning?
I will.
Nice to have you here. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is the craziest weather this morning. Here's Doug in Chicago. Doug, you're on WGN. Good morning. Say that. Try it again, Doug.
I was noticing some droppings.
Hey, Doug. Doug. Start over again because I didn't have your button pushed. Hi, Doug. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
So I've got a mouse problem, or I used to have a mouse problem. So I was noticing some droppings around and set out some traps and set out some poison.
Okay.
And we caught a mouse. There's never just one mouse, but so we caught a mouse. And we don't see any more droppings, but the pellet poison that we have out is still being eaten.
Okay.
Now, I don't know. No more droppings.
What part of the house do we have all this stuff at? In the basement?
In the kitchen.
And when you look around the kitchen, where are you keeping this? Like in the sink? In the sink base, or
on the countertop and under the toe kicks by the stove?
They're eating the bait on the countertop.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Again, I'm not seeing any droppings.
You don't have a cat.
No.
All right.
No animals.
All right.
Bited ones.
All right. Let's do this. First of all, let's get the bait off the countertop, because the whole idea is we want to draw them away from that spot. on the counter area, I want you to run to the hardware store and I want you to buy a product called Fresh Cab. Okay? It is a rodent repellent that comes in these little packets, and it smells like spearmint and pine. They don't like that. That you can put on your countertops.
Okay.
Okay? Then where you have the bait, if they're still eating the bait, I want you to use, if you're, you know, now I'm going to say this and I'm going to get emails about this. So you have two ways to get rid of rodents. You can use repellents, which is the, you know, make them go away and go somewhere else, or you can bait them and trap them. Put the traps adjacent to the bait to try and catch them. I'm not advocating either one, okay, you know, Doug, so I don't get the phone calls. But rats, but
going,
my
wait, where are they going to go? Just somewhere else in the house.
Right, but when we get the trap by the food, if they're coming to eat the food, we want to get them. Because what we don't want them to do is eat all the food and die in the wall, and then you're going to smell them.
Okay.
Kabish. So those traps work. And if you put the traps adjacent to the bait, hopefully it draws them in and you catch them and you eliminate them. And with the 1-2 punch of the repellent and or the bait, you should be able to handle this. Now, we still need to go on the outside and figure out where they're coming in. So since it's still relatively mild in February, kind of go outside and see what you can find as far as any holes. Remember, they can come in a hole as small as a dime. And take some great stuff, makes a rodent foam that has a little additive in it that they don't like to chew. They'll chew regular great stuff, but this has an additive that's it makes it unpleasant for them to chew. And if you go and put those in any holes or separation of siding or cracks in the foundation wall, whatever, you can even put some bait out there to draw them out. The whole idea is bait is used to bait them away. Don't put it in any place where you're living, like on counters and stuff like that. Put it down low. That combination, repellents and traps and bait, should solve the problem. And you got to be on it and change that bait regularly so that you can eliminate it as quickly as possible. But you got to figure out where they're coming in. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:20 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
I'm Judd Surratt from Blackhawks Radio. You're listening to the man who could have fixed Troy Murray's cement hands during his career. It's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini on WGN. Any chance you can fix John Weideman's bucket?
Had lunch with my lovely wife yesterday downtown at a lovely little place on Randolph, and I can't remember the name of it now.
Well, that's
it's right across the street.
For...
It's right across the street from the Little Goat.
Oh, I know what it's called.
What's it called?
Girl and the Goat.
No. No. Hold on. I'll tell you. Hold on, please. And it'll all make sense in a minute. Bar Sienna.
Oh, my husband goes there all the time.
Really? And guess who I ran into? Think about it.
Roy Spencer.
Judd Surratt.
Oh.
That's why I played the Judd Surratt thing.
We were just talking about Roy, too.
Yeah, we were talking about Roy. But it was delicious. It's a cool place.
Yeah.
There's like two levels. I didn't realize when you walk in, it's really cool. So we
like that whole Randolph is
hot, 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 hot. Yep. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is John in Streamwood. John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
Great. I'm great. How can I help you?
Good, good. Got a sink problem. There is a garbage disposal, okay? The water isn't completely backed up, but, of course, as you turn on the water. Now, this isn't the first time it's happened, and we did end up with a professional to come in and help us. But they gave us some special cleaner stuff to put down the drain. We've tried that. We've now tried the foam stuff that you put down, and nothing seems to be working. So short of actually getting the pro back in there, is there anything else we might be able to try?
This is a double sink?
It is a double sink, yes.
And is it only slow on the disposal side?
It will, like, when as the water gets higher up and gets to start to overflow on the sink side that has the disposal, if you try hitting the disposal, it will start to back up towards the other side.
I see. Yes. Okay. All right. I have one other chemical trick for you to try.
Okay.
It's a product called InstaFlow. Okay. Comes in a bottle, made in Texas. It has a bunch of chips. It's a okay. dry mix, and you're going to boil some water. And in the drain, both of these drains, the disposal is a little tricky, but it'll work. Let me think about this, because you got a disposal. I want you to take about a cup. I don't want you to put it in a cup, but just sprinkle some chips over each of the drain. Then you're going to pour some of the boiling water until it all dissolves. But not. I don't want you to boil too much water, or I don't want you to pour too much that you're, like, running it away. I want you to just pour it over the top. When you see it start to dissolve, then stop. Okay? I also don't want you with your nose over the top of this when you're doing it. So just stand back a little bit, because these chips, what happens is the hotter the water, the better. It's going to break up all the gunk and muck that's in those lines. And if you have a slow drain, this stuff really works. And if this doesn't work, then you need the pro. So wait. So now you pour it, the chips dissolve, let it sit there for about a minute, minute and a half, then run water.
Now, you said to watch the chips, but if the chips are in the drain, how do you watch them?
No. Not. Okay. I don't want you. No, don't watch them. I just... When you're pouring the hot water over, the minute they start to dissolve, stop pouring the water. I don't want you to put so much that you dilute the chemical reaction.
Okay.
See what I mean? In the drain in the sink part, when you pour the chips, they're going to pile up and you're going to see it. In the disposal, because the opening's bigger, you may not see the pile of the chips. So that's why about a cup in your head. You know, it doesn't have to be precise.
Okay. A cup of chips. Okay.
And then once you engage it with the boiling water, give it about a minute to sit, and then rinse it again. If things improve, awesome. If not, try it one more time. And if they don't improve, then you got to get the pro back in there to help you out.
Gotcha. Okay, it's called InstaFlow.
InstaFlow. You can find it at your local Ace Hardware store. All right, I appreciate you calling this morning. 7:28 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Get a trunk, bitch,
Joe, I think you need to come up with a radio name. I think you need, like, a middle initial. You know, because I'm used to a lot of syllables in Sam Panionovich. You know what I mean?
I like X.
Right, like right?
Joe X Brand.
It's Joe X Brand on
like
sports.
Joe B Brand.
Joe B Brand. Yeah, I think you need. What's it? What is your middle name?
Edward.
Joey Brand.
Joey.
That works.
Joey. That's another
Joe
syllable. Hey, Joey.
Can you get a New York accent? Yeah.
Hey, I'm Joey Brand. Hey.
I can't do a New York accent on the spot.
I'm Joey Brand. Don't call me Joey.
I wasn't prepared for this. I was prepared for a lot, but not this.
I know. Well, I'm trying. You know what, Joe? I've been in this business a long time. I'm just trying to give you a little. You know. I think you just need another syllable.
I get that. I used to go by Joey, but then I went to Joey.
Yeah, I don't know that I love the Joey. Yeah.
Joseph E. Brand.
No, I don't want to sound like a professor. Come on, you're a sports guy, Stephen A. Smith.
Right.
It's an identifier.
That's true.
Joe Brand.
Joe Brand
reminds me of Joe Buck, and don't get my wife talking about Joe Buck. Oh my gosh, she was ready to reach through the television set. And grab Joe Buck during the Cubs World Series stuff.
She wouldn't be the only person.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so I think there's something there. And you can make it, you're like, Joe, what? Go ahead.
I was going to say, Joe, what was the name of your first pet? And what was the name of your first, the street you lived on as a child? I'm kidding.
Right, that's a stripper name. What was your first name? What was your pet's name?
Well, this actually kind of worked. Well, not so much. My first pet's name was Tia, T-I-A.
Joe Tia Brand. All right, that doesn't work.
And I grew up.
Who named that pet?
I'm not sure. Probably my dad.
What was Tia?
Tia was a Dalmatian.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
All right, I like that.
My dad was a fireman, so that we had the.
What was your dad's? What's your dad's name?
Edward.
Oh, that's where the middle name comes.
Yeah.
Ed.
I My dad
or you could
went
switch
by Jeb.
It. Joe Jeb brand.
I'm glad I don't have to go by my first pet's name.
Which was?
Rastus.
Rastus? What is that?
I don't
what
need,
is that? Is that like a wild grass seed or something? What is that?
I think it's a southern
Lou,
name.
How do I get rid of Rastus? I got Rastus in my lawn. It's like an invasive weed or something. What is that?
I like that. I think that's a cool
Joe
name.
Joe Brand. I like Joe Brand, but there needs to be something in the middle.
Joe, I like Joe Brand.
Thank you. I can't really like it or not.
I'm just trying to help the kid so that now, like, you know, when the program directors at other radio stations are saying, you know, Joe doesn't want to sit here and do Saturday morning sports on a fix-it show all the time. Someday he's going to be a big shot. He's going to be on ESPN or whatever. And they're going to be like, we got to get that kid Joe Brand over there. You know what I mean? Whatever it is.
It sounded like you wanted to swear right
now.
No.
I need another syllable. I need another break in there. I think it's going to just bring you credibility. Work on something in the next sportscast. Come up with like a middle something.
All right, I'll scour the alphabet.
Thank you very much. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Dan in Lake Geneva. Dan, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, thanks. I was a plumber and my wife's a health inspector, and the subject is drain flies.
Yep.
Since you're talking about drains. And I call them sewer bats, but they're hydrophilic, which means they don't really live in water. You got to brush that drain. If you want to get rid of drain flies, you need one of those brushes like you mentioned maybe a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah,
what's your take?
Right. No. You're absolutely right. They live on the sidewalls of the drain.
Yes.
And they like the moisture like they're living in Miami. They're like, wow, this is great. I got all this humidity, but I hang on to the side of the drain. So my recommendation to people when it comes to drain, whether it's in the a kitchen sink or, floor drains where you get a lot of them, pop that top, pour a little Pine Sol in there, just a little cleaner, just to get some kind of disinfectant. And if it's a floor drain, I typically tell people use a toilet brush, because you can usually fit that inside of a 4-inch drain. And then those tube brushes that you can fit usually between the crisscross of a kitchen drain, but you got to clean it the sidewalls all the way down to the trap.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you saw a lot of that in your day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you're retired now? You're retired now?
Yeah. We're both retired now up here at Lake Geneva.
And having a fun time?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Donna in Lyle. Hi, Donna. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi there. Good morning. We're getting ready to replace all the windows on our house, and I think we've decided to go with Marvin.
Okay.
And they offer, I guess the Marvin is a wood window, and then they have an integrity line that's a fiberglass, and I was wondering if you would recommend one over the other.
Because the
different stores we've gone to, depending on the store, they either push one or the other. So
we're
hearing it from both sides.
Okay. Full disclosure, I used to be a paid spokesperson for Marvin Windows and Doors. Okay. I'm not any longer. But even before they were paying me to be a spokesperson, I loved their windows and doors, and I think they make probably the finest wood windows on the marketplace. That only gets added to the fact that their Fibrex material, that's what their fiberglass window is awesome. Mm-hmm. So that integrity window, you're probably seeing from a price point, is right around the same price as the wood, right? Did you get pricing?
They're coming out Tuesday to give estimates, so we haven't seen the numbers yet. So I was just wondering if we should lean one way or the other.
Yeah. No, I really,
personal preference.
Yeah, I really like wood windows just because I like the whole thing, the whole idea of a real wood window with an aluminum cladding on the outside. But here's the thing. They have done such a nice job with these integrity windows, and the strength and the stability of the fiberglass is really something to consider. And it's very strong. The styling, when those windows first came out, the styling was, was bland. They looked like windows, and that was it. Now you can get different finishes on the outside, also in the Fibrex. They even have a wood interior if you want to go. You don't have to just go with white. So I really do like the integrity. And as much as I like wood, if I was going to replace some windows in our home, I'd probably go with the integrity.
Oh, okay.
Would be my opinion.
All right, great.
Yeah. So it's a big, I mean, I'm going to tell you, Donna, it's a big number. You know what I mean? It's not, I mean, it's if you're doing all your, how many windows do you have?
28 casement windows plus two half rooms.
Yeah. I mean, kind of as a rule of thumb, $1,000 an opening.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that's kind of, you know, keep that in the back of your mind when you're setting a budget. When you're doing a big job like that, you hopefully can get a little bit better deal because, you know, they're going to be out there for a few days. But when you're kind of looking at that saying, wow, this is going to be an expensive proposition. I mean, those Marvin Wood windows are beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But I really like that integrity line, and I think it's durable. I think that it's an added value proposition, and it is a, with both their wood, with the wood with an aluminum cladding, and this is true of a Pella or a, you know, a good quality Pella and a good quality Anderson as well. This is a 20-plus year, almost, I mean, nothing is forever, but it's a 20, 25-year proposition where you should have no problem.
With the wood?
With both.
Okay.
With both of them. So,
okay.
You know, I always, you know, people are like, oh, you're never going to have to do anything forever. Well, forever is a really long time. And, you know, I've been in this business and talked and seen many companies that talk about, oh, we give you a lifetime, blah, blah, blah. And then 3 years later, it's, you know, a mess. And then trying to get them back to do lifetime fixes, they're like, oh, well, sorry, we're out of business or whatever. So,
well, I'm pretty sure we're both going to be in the old folks home in 25 years. So that works for us.
Congratulations. You can talk about it while you're eating your oatmeal together.
Exactly. Great. Thank you so much.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 7:44 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Norm Abram, host of the New Yankee Workshop. You know, when I'm looking for some tips for my do-it-yourself projects or home renovation projects, I listen to Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It, on Saturday. Don't miss it.
He keeps calling me. I'm like, you're Norm Abram. Why are you asking me? He doesn't really call me. 7:48 in the morning. So do you have a dark spot? Not like on your skin, but in like, you know, in a aging spots. Don't worry, you're not fat. You're just bloated. Maybe you got a closet. Yeah, here's the thing. Did I already say this about the closets? No. I said that earlier this morning to you. We have these two closets in our house. We have a brick colonial house. When you walk in, we have a kid's closet, and we have the closet where Mary Beth and I keep our coats. And in the winter, all the boots and everything, and also, so this is a funny thing. This is a whole other thing. That's where the table pads are for the dining room table.
Oh, yeah. I think that's normal.
Okay. Now, here's the thing that's totally off the subject. But I used to think that, you know, when you're adult, you're an adult when you buy table pads for your dining room table.
Really?
But here's the thing. Your generation, you don't have a dining room table.
We do.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you have table pads?
No.
See what I mean? You're not
that
an adult.
We do not have.
See, you're still a millennial.
I'm still a...
That is the... When people say, how do you know you're grown up, is when you buy table pads.
Huh. That is funny.
I'm telling you. Think about that. All you people out there thinking, huh, I have table pads.
I'm trying to think what my thing was. Like, when I grow... I'm grown up when...
Well, probably... how about you have two children? I would think that would probably
that'll
be part
it.
Of it, too, as well. But that is the definer. You have table pads. So in that closet are where the table pads are.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about the closet. And if it ever snowed... Sometimes maybe Mary Beth and I are going to take the dogs on a walk, and she'll say, hey, could you grab my boots out of that closet? Well, all the boots are in that closet, my boots, her boots. And so she'll, and maybe she has, well, she does have more than one pair of boots. And she'll say, can you grab the black boots that have the little fringe on it? Well, all the coats are above and the light is up high. You can't see where all the boots are. And what color are all the boots?
Black.
Black. This Noodaloo 2 is the answer to my problems.
Need a little light? This weekend's new Tulu 2 is the Nevo Flip It.
Flip It lights provide convenient, portable, or fixed illumination that is great for cabinet lighting, closet lighting, camping lights, hallway lights, basement lighting, RV interiors, boats, you name it. They literally look like a light switch that's mounted to the wall in your house, except that it's portable, requires no wiring, is 3 AAA battery operated, and emits 215 lumens of illumination. That is a bright light. Installation is simple with the back-mounted magnets, screw holes, or adhesive-backed hook and loop tape. This little thing is a standalone light and is not meant to act as a switch for another light. Just flip it and let it shine. The Nebo Flip It comes in a two-pack and goes for about $14.99 on Amazon. I'll put a link and a photo right up on Lou's Facebook page, so check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
You gave me like an official piece of paper on this thing. Oh, here it is, the Nebo Flip. So imagine the switch in your house with the switch plate cover around it. That's how big this thing is. It's probably about a half an inch deep. And like as Lindsay mentioned, you can either hang it on a nail. There's actually magnets or double-sided tape. You pop this anywhere that is dark, someplace when you're going into a dark area where you don't have a switch. The amount of light that comes off of these two things is amazing. There's two strips on either side of the switch, and it has a dimmer. If you held this in front of your face and turned it on all the way, you would have to avert your eyes. That's how bright it is.
Wow.
It's amazing. Back
it's
of a pickup.
215 lumens of illumination.
Right. And there's two of them for $15.
Yeah.
Right?
That's awesome.
It is the greatest. The Nebo Flip It. Here's the thing. You'll see at the hardware store, and a lot of Aces have these in stock, and they also have the cheap ones. There's like a cheap one you can buy for $3.99. Compare the two. The light output is night and day. But the cheap one has the little button battery.
I hate those.
You can never find the button,
yeah.
Or, you know, and
you
it's
don't know
the,
what size it is.
Right. Oh, do I need this? And then you go to the, because you'll never take it with you. And those button batteries don't last. With this Nebo Flip and its AAA, you can, you know, you have AAA batteries, and because it's LED, it lasts a long time. So check this out. This is a good one. NeboTools.com. A lot of Aces have them in stock as well, and we have that information up on our Facebook page. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Joan in Crete. Hi, Joan. You're on WGN.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay.
You're just waking up?
No, we usually get up about 6.
Oh, you sound a little sleepy. You're a little...
No, well,
right?
I just got a little computer screen here. I turned my computer on while I was waiting.
Oh,
so,
right.
You know how you get that mindset when you're looking at your computer.
Got it. You're just like spacing out.
Right.
Right.
I had my kitchen cabinets repainted maybe about 5-10 years ago. I can't remember. And lately, a couple of drawer fronts are sticky. And I tried, like, soap and water, doing just the basic. And I used to always, I clean my cabinets with liquid gold once a year.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't seem to get rid of that stickiness on the drawers.
On the face of the drawers or
right.
Sticking
on
like when
face.
You go to open them?
No, on the face, on the painted surface.
And the finish looks fine.
Yes.
It's not that anything's peeling off.
No, they look okay. It's just that they're sticky.
All right.
Or, you know, the touch.
Yeah. Why don't you try, let's think about what you have on there. You can buy, you know the product Goo Gone?
Okay, I'll write that down.
Goo Gone. It's a sticky mess cleaner that comes in a clear bottle. It's sort of a orangey gold color. Pour a little bit of that in a little container and use a, what I want you to use is, you know the magic eraser?
Mm-hmm.
You ever use those?
No.
All right. They work, I don't know what it is. You know what it is? It's magic.
Okay.
And put that in the container, put some in there, squeeze it, you know, like absorb a little bit and squeeze it, and then gently go across the face of this paint to try and get the stickiness of the residue that's on top of that paint off. I want you to test it in a spot just to make sure that it doesn't react to your paint. I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
Wipe that off, and then once you kind of rub it and get it clean, use a clean rag in warm water and wipe it all off and see if that improves. If that doesn't do it, it could be that the film itself on those cabinets is breaking down.
Oh, okay.
And you may need to, just from the touching on your, with your oil on your hands and everything like that over the 5-year period, that wouldn't surprise me. What color are the cabinets?
Kind of like a cream color.
Okay. And did you have them painted or did you do them yourself?
No, I had them painted.
Okay. All right. It might be, I mean, the thing is when you have a painted surface, you have to repaint. But try this Goo Gone, the magic eraser, apply it, scrub a little bit, don't bear down on it, but then wipe it away with some warm water and see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joan. I appreciate you calling this morning. 7:56 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Everybody get up.
Wake up. Time to tune in to that lovable Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:11 in the morning. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Santa Seal and by Fox Home Center. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, all the talk about water quality in your home. Now we're going to talk about ways to get better quality water in your home from a pitcher and also other items you can use. Nearly half of all Americans have a water filtration device in their home, but is yours actually getting everything out? We're going to find out more with our guest coming up after the 8:35 news. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Dave in Evergreen Park. Dave, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Lou. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
It's my pleasure to talk to you.
How can I help you, sir?
My daughter just bought a house, and there was a deck on the back of the house. It's a brick bungalow. And whoever owned the house before enclosed the whole deck to make another room back there.
Okay.
And the crawl space underneath is all cement. What can I put under there in the joist to keep that cold air from coming up through the floor? What kind of insulation?
There's a slab, and then there's a deck that's built over the slab. And that floor has walls around it? In other words, it's not open underneath?
No, not open at all. Not open at all.
Okay.
Closed all the way down to the ground.
And then that deck, it's not a deck, it's a floor.
It's a floor. It's carpeted inside.
Okay.
It's like a porch almost.
Yeah. And how much access do you have underneath there? How tall is it?
Oh, probably 40, 42 inches.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
I just insulated the inside of the room. They had quarter inch paneling instead of drywall or anything they put in the walls, and I tore all that out, insulated all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to do underneath on the floor.
If it were me, how big of an area are we talking?
180 square feet.
Yeah. If it were me, I would do a spray foam insulation.
Underneath?
Yeah. Because you're going to get the density and really be able to block out any of that draft. If you did something like a bat insulation, like a regular fiberglass insulation, which you would put the vapor barrier up, right? Because that's where the warm side is.
Right.
In
other words, it would be the opposite.
Correct. You'd see the fiberglass below. That'll work, but it's not going to be as effective as the spray foam. You can't.
How about that? It's like aluminum foil, different grades.
Yeah. You mean just to staple it? Yeah, but then you have a gap. Then you have the problem you have there is then you have that gap, and it can be a moisture, mildew, and mold issue down the line. The thing is, each one of those joists, if it were me, I would spray foam insulation in each one of those joists, and the walls that are around it, that are built up from the concrete slab up to the deck, I'd spray right. foam that as well.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate more than you'll ever know.
Well, I appreciate you calling this morning, and I hope you have a nice day, and it sounds like you got a nice big project to do for your daughter on that one. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Leona in Romeoville. Yeah. Hi, Leona. You're on WGN.
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you. Where it's snowing, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. But as I told your producer, I have a problem you could solve with one hand behind your back.
All right. For those watching on radio or on the TV, I have my right arm behind my back, just so you can picture it. Go ahead.
And you've cost me 14-something because I'm going to order one of those light things.
Oh, good.
You know,
you're going to love it.
No lights in my closet, but anyway. I have I got my water bill. The water bill went up. The gallons went up. I called my water department. They said I have a leak. So I did the food coloring, food dye thing, and it was leaking. And I called American Standard because that's who the toilet is made by, and it still has a warranty. They sent a gasket, which we replaced yesterday. Well, then it started to make this terrible noise. And now when I take the top off the tank, the water goes up, and then it starts going down again. And at a certain point, the float cup, I'm looking at the diagram, mm-hmm. kind of squishes down, and then the water comes out of that little hose and goes back into that long tube.
Okay.
I don't know what we did wrong.
They gave you a new seal for
new gasket.
A new
right.
gasket to go
with the
where?
Little O-ring thing.
They gave you a new flapper?
No, just the gasket. It's just a round blue thing, a gasket that goes under on the flapper.
Under the flap. So it goes yeah. on it goes on the flush valve portion that the flapper closes onto.
Yes.
And your leak is coming, your water is leaking from the tank into the bowl.
Well, like I said, I used the red dye thing, and I put that in there, and when I came back and checked it, it was all in the bowl, the
Got
red
it.
Dye.
Okay, all right. So that is a flush valve issue.
Okay.
And this is just one toilet where you're having this problem.
Yes, correct.
And is it such a slow leak that you normally don't hear it?
Yeah, we don't. Well, yesterday, after we fixed it, all of a sudden it was making this terrible noise. And a friend of mine told me that she had heard you one time talking about that, and it was something about air getting in, but then I don't hear the noise now. But
well, that can be an air hammer, but that's a different issue. All right, my guess is this. That flapper, you know, that does need to seal so water doesn't leak through there. That gasket okay. that they gave you,
right?
I would make sure that it's aligned properly. How old is this toilet?
It's still under warranty. It's not even 2 years old. It's one of the high ones we had installed.
Oh, it's so. A comfort height.
Right.
But it's not a pressure toilet. It's not a it's just a gravity toilet. When you take the lid off, you can see the water and everything, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. That flapper, here's what I would do. I would shut the water off to the toilet. I would take the flapper off. I would clean it to make sure there's no little residue or anything, something's not sealing right. That gasket okay. that you put on there,
right.
really pay attention that it's on, it's clean when you put it back on, that there's no residue behind it. I'm sure it kind of clips into the more rigid piece of plastic that's there. Is that what it
right.
does?
My brother-in-law did it,
okay.
and I walk away with stuff like
no,
that.
No, I understand, but have him come back and just say, look, it's still leaking.
He knows it because
okay.
they're still here.
So
but
it's
he's
probably
to do anything.
Yeah,
you know?
I would do a little adjusting and see. It's not out of the realm that you need a new flapper, and certainly you could call them again, and I'm sure they'll
right.
send you one. But you could
right.
go to the hardware store for $5,
yeah.
and buy a new corky flapper and change that out, and it's probably all in that flush valve. And if you change out those parts, it should work out just fine for you. And then no more leaking. Appreciate the phone call. It's 8:20 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
8:23 in the morning. Morning.
Great.
How are
song.
You? Kathy in Oak Brook is dancing right now. I can see you, Kathy. You're dancing.
I am.
You got some moves, Kath.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
Well, this is a thank you call, Lou.
Oh.
For years, see, first of all, my HVAC system, the registers are in the floor.
Okay.
When I clean house and I vacuum, there is a gap around the sheet metal where it should butt up right against the wood and then come up into my room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd ask my HVAC man, what can I do to fix this? Oh, you got to have it all replaced. I asked somebody that came in and put in my new air conditioning heating system. Oh, you got to have it replaced. And then you were talking to somebody a couple weeks ago about a foil tape.
Right.
So I went to Home Depot and I bought the foil tape and I sealed all my vents. I cannot tell you what a difference this has made in the airflow in my house. It's not all going into the cavity of my home. Now, you know, I'm listening to you for many, many years.
And thank
I,
you.
I even have one of your hats. That's what a listener I am.
Wow, thank you.
I'm big time. This is big time. And all these guys that I pay to come in my house don't know what to do, and you solve it in two words, foil tape. So
know,
anybody out there listening that has a gap, go get the foil tape and seal your vents.
That's so, you know, Kathy, I don't just make this stuff up.
I know you don't. That's why I listen to you. I listen to you. Yes.
Well, that is very nice. I'm glad that it solved your problem for you. And there's so much that people can do themselves. Look, I'm very pro contractor, and you uh-huh. there are times when we need good quality contractors to help out. But I'm glad this worked out for him. That's a nice phone call to receive.
Yes, and I impressed my husband, too.
Oh, even better. He's the one that should be doing the impressing.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank
you.
So much. That's nice. Very nice of you to call. 8:25 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Joyce, who's in Palatine. Hi, Joyce. You're on WGN.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
We're having problems. I think you've addressed this before, but our hot water through the whole house does not seem to be as hot as it used to be, and we're constantly turning the hot water faucets to the max, and it's still not very hot. And I wondered if draining the water heater help, or do you have other suggestions, or what could have changed?
How old is that heater?
Probably 8 to 10 years old.
Okay. When you start to experience cold water that, you know, in other words, when you first turn the faucet on, it's nice and hot, right?
Not really.
Oh, really?
It takes it forever to warm up.
Oh, it does. Where is the water heater?
In our lower level.
Like a basement?
Or a raised ranch.
Okay. So in the lower level, do you have a utility sink that's really close to the water heater?
Mm-hmm. Pretty close.
Okay. So that essentially is the shortest run for the hot water to get to that faucet.
Correct. Uh-huh.
So my question is, if you turn that faucet on, you should have hot water within 30 seconds.
It's never that hot.
Who's that guy whispering in the background?
That's my husband who's making sure he didn't think I should say the right thing.
Got it. Like this, it's like, be very quiet. We're hunting rabbits.
Okay.
So if it's never really hot, then sure, you can try draining it. But my guess is you have a dip tube that is deteriorated, and cold water is immediately mixing with the hot water in the tank, which is why it can't get hot enough. And if you keep turning up the thermostat and it's as hot as it goes and it's still not hot, then we just need to replace that water heater.
The whole thing.
Right. And if you hire a plumber to come out and do that, you know, on average, you're going to spend, you know, about $1,200, $1,500. How many people in that house? Just the two of you?
Just two. Mm-hmm.
He's chasing you around, driving you crazy, just the two of you?
Not quite.
Not yet? All right. Because, I mean, one other thing you could think about is an on-demand water heater, which I love. And you'll have continuous hot water, and it'll be hot, hot, hot as long as you want. But, you know, if you just want to go with a tanked unit, 10 years is the kind of max life. It's the average 7 to 10 years is kind of the average life of a tank water heater. Everything you just described would lead me to believe that you just replaced the whole thing.
Okay, well, it's not really good news, but thank you very much.
What's the name of the guy that whispers?
Bob.
Tell him I said goodbye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. It's 8:28 in the morning. We'll be right back. That would be.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I bet your son can play this on the guitar, Veronica.
I think that was one of the first songs the band played. He said that's the first song everybody plays when they learn.
I can play this on the guitar, and I don't play guitar.
Yeah, it's not very complicated, is it?
No.
But so catchy.
It is. So the reason I'm playing Smoke on the Water is joining me on the phone line right now is Doug Kellum, who is the CEO of a company called Zero Technologies. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Lou. How
are
you doing?
How are you? Is the Smoke on the Water the theme song for the Zero Water Company?
I was trying to figure out what that connection was. I do love that old song. Yeah, that ages me.
That is a good one. I know. Myself is included. Okay, so I am familiar with the Zero Water Company, or Zero Technologies, as your company's called. Tell people what it is you guys do.
Well,
you men and women, you're not all guys, I'm sure.
No, we're not all guys.
Yeah.
All ages, all sexes, everything.
Perfect.
So we make a water filter that is pretty unique to the market, and that it uses 5 stages versus the standard 2 that a lot of the other kind of standard pitcher filters, like the one that starts with B, use.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just plain more effective, and we happen to remove lead and other heavy metals really well based on the technology we use. And so in the last couple of years, we've been very active in helping with Flint, Michigan, and other parts of the country as they've had issues.
Mm-hmm.
Just because ours is, there's a lot of filters that do remove lead, but ours is the only one of the very simple to use, inexpensive filters that actually does remove lead very, very effectively.
Now, if my memory serves me, when you guys first came out with this, I believe I showed this product on the Today Show 5 years ago, years ago?
Yeah, I remember that show.
Is that about 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, it was.
Right. And if my memory serves me as well, I think Lindsay and I were going through the houseware show where we first discovered this product a long, long time ago. And I remember your demo at the time was that you could pour a glass of wine through the filter, right?
That's correct. So that's impressive. You remember that demo. Yeah, we have a very unique.
Wait, I'm not done yet. Yeah. You pour the wine through the filter and it comes back out as water.
That's correct.
And my comment was, if you could figure out how to reverse this thing, you'd be a gazillionaire.
Yeah, we've been working on that one, but we haven't perfected it yet, unfortunately.
But I mean, okay, but so, Doug, while that's a kitschy kind of a, wow, look at this. I mean, I watched it with my own 2 eyes. I smelled the wine. The young lady that was on the demo poured this in, and, it's not like it poured out, but after a little bit of time, the drip, drip, drip into the pitcher was clear water. That just doesn't happen with anything else.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's a very effective filter, and it takes the alcohol out, it takes the color out, it takes everything out. We remove all of the dissolved solids. You may remember that the product comes with a water quality meter.
Right.
Did you remember seeing that?
I do remember that, yes.
Yeah, so you can measure your water before, you can measure it after, you can see how much more we remove than the competition. Your old filter probably removes about half of the dissolved stuff in your water, and ours removes virtually all of it that you can measure at least. And so it tastes better. Not only does it remove, a lot of dangerous stuff, but it tastes good.
Okay, here's my question. I've been around a long time, and, obviously I'm based in Chicago here. We have a very good source, a natural source of water, and the quality of the water that's here in Chicago, and certainly it's different throughout the whole country, is a pretty good source. But this whole question of water quality, it has really been a topic of, you know, when you guys introduced this, and even back when the Brita's still around, and you know all those guys, I mean, people are like, oh yeah, whatever, I pull it out of the tap. But it has just become the forefront of people's minds about this. I think more about what I'm putting into my body, and I want to make sure that it's pure and it's clean. Are you finding just more overall interest in understanding all of this in what you guys do?
Yes and no. Absolutely. There's been a lot of press around it, a lot of consumer concern. The kind of the star of this show, so to speak, has been lead recently.
But right.
There's a lot of culprits. There's a lot of things that can be in water, like chromium from back in the Aaron Brockovich movie.
That's right.
That is still an issue. But what the disappointment is that while there is a lot of interest, there's been a lot of news, it's still really surprising how misinformed people are. And that's, we've been on a bit of a crusade since, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago when the Flint issue became huge.
Right.
To try to educate as best we can, at least do whatever we can to make people aware of the risks and aware of the options. There's a huge, misunderstanding that lead in your pipes is somebody else's problem. It's kind of like the old stories of lead, peeling lead paint in tenements and things
right.
like that. And this isn't like that. This is, any home that has pipes older than 1986 could have lead in their pipes.
Sure.
And this isn't from lead in the lake. The lake water is fantastic. It comes in the pipes on the way. And so,
right.
So be aware if there's road construction or you see people working on the water mains in your neighborhood, be aware of that. And also be aware of the solutions. There's a huge misperception. Harris did a survey for us that gave us an idea of how many people, how people feel about filters. And three-quarters of people in the U.S. think that pretty much all filters remove everything.
Everything, right.
And the reality is no filter is perfect, not even ours. There's no perfect filter, and there's no single filter that removes everything. But there's a wide range of effectiveness, and you should just be aware of what you're buying. I mean, some of the more popular filters are just not that effective.
Doug, is there not, like within your industry or even within municipalities, is part of the problem is that there's no overriding standard in all of this? I mean, you guys are based out east, right?
Yeah, I actually live in the Chicago area, but our headquarters is out east.
Right. So, I mean, are the standards of water quality there versus what it is in Texas or what it is in San Diego or what it is in Minnesota? I mean, is there like an overall guideline that says, look, if we're producing water from a municipality, this is what it has to be?
Yeah, there are standards, and the municipalities do publish those standards to the residents on a regular basis. But that's the water leaving the plant.
Right. Before it gets into the infrastructure of the city.
Exactly.
Right.
And the infrastructure is old. I mean, the pipes,
right.
Most of the pipes in Chicago are 100 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and even out in the suburbs, there's very, very old pipes. And,
right.
And like I said, they don't have to be that old to have lead in them. And so there's really nothing that keeps you from having a report that says everything's fine, and then you turn on your faucet and you could have lead or something else in there. So, the key is, at least for your drinking water, just filter it.
Right. Do me a favor. Hang on a second, because what I want to do, I want to come back. I really appreciate sort of the education for the audience about, things to consider. But when we come back, I want you to tell me about the products and the different things that Zero Water has that people, could consider bringing into their home. Can you do that?
Sure. Okay.
All right. Hang on one second. I'm speaking with Doug Kellum, who's the CEO of Zero Technologies. It's 8:47. We'll take a quick break and have more with Doug right after this.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
Hey, baby.
Thanks, Big O.
I ain't asking what you
8:50 in the morning. Talking with Doug Kellum, who is the CEO of Zero Technologies. They are a company that makes water filtration systems for your home to purify and clean your water and filter your water. Actually, purify is a word you have to be careful of, right, Doug?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of ways to purify water, but ours actually is purified.
It is.
It uses a system that does actually provide water that is technically the same as purified bottled water, like an Aquafina or such.
All right, tell me a little bit about the product line that Zero Technology has.
So it's all about the filter. The filter, I think we already talked a little bit about. It's certified to. It's the only one certified to remove lead and chromium. It's gravity fed. Like it's like a Brita, right? You just pour it in the top, and it comes up clean on the bottom. We make a whole line of different sizes of products, from 6 cups all the way up to 23 cups. That just sits in your fridge, and it's got a spigot on it, which is really nice and really popular. You just leave it in your fridge, and you don't have to pick it up and pour it. They range from $30 to $40. You can get them. Lots of places: Walmart, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Aptal Electronics, some Ace stores, ZeroWater.com, Amazon. You just go to our website, ZeroWater.com, and you can see what store is the closest to you.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, you know, widely available. The filters are a little more expensive than you know, the industry standards, Brita, but.
How long does that filter last? So if I have that, I love the whole idea of the one that goes in the fridge with the spout.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we talking about as far as the length of time that the filter is going to last, and how do I know it needs to be replaced?
That's a good question. Most filters, the standard filters, they just tell you, you know, replace it about every month or so. We can't really do that because our filter is designed to take out a certain amount of stuff, and then it expires. And so depending on how bad your water is, in the Chicago area, we've got, like you said, pretty decent water, so the filters last about 30 gallons is about what I get out of mine, and you know when to change it, because that same meter that takes your, so the dissolved solids in Chicago are about 150 parts per million, so the meter will read 150. When you put it in Zero Water, it will read zero. When you put it in something else, it'll probably read 75 or 100. When that zero goes up to 4, 5, 6, 7, you replace your filter.
Got it.
So it's pretty easy.
You talked about chromium. You talked about lead. How about other things? Fluoride? I know a lot of people are, you know, I know we put fluoride in the water, right? But some people don't want it.
Well, fluoride is kind of a hot topic. Our product does remove fluoride, removes almost all of the fluoride. It removes almost everything from water. So it at least things like metals. Fluoride is a metal. It's a form of mineral. And too much of it can be bad for you. Most of us get plenty of fluoride from our toothpaste and other sources. It's not as necessary as it used to be, but it is kind of a hot topic. But a lot of people really appreciate it. In fact, some municipalities have now, you know, stopped using fluoride.
Stop adding it to the water.
Yep.
I mean, because it's an additive that they're putting in, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was important back in the, you know, the earlier part of the century when there were a lot more tooth problems, but it's, you know, toothpaste is pretty widely available now.
right. And so with these filter systems that you guys make, I mean, the whole idea is to, you know, understanding what obviously you're putting into your body and the fact that you can filter all this stuff out. I mean, the investment is not a huge amount of money, in my opinion, to kind of have that peace of mind. And really, when you, there's a lot of people that get water delivered or they're buying bottled water.
Yeah.
I mean, when you put it against that, it's less than pennies of a difference, right? I mean, the amount of savings is huge.
It's a big savings versus bottled water, obviously, but it's also convenience. I mean, it's convenience, it's environmental issues. I remember when I switched from bottled water to Zero Water, I had an empty recycling bin. I didn't know what to do with it.
Right.
You know, and if any of those hit the garbage or the road or the environment, it's even worse because it takes so long for them to integrate. So
now, do you offer at this point any kind of inline system where, you know, I mean, for instance, at our house, we have a separate water spigot, you know, off to the side that has a filter system in it that we draw, you know, water for the coffee, drink of water, that kind of stuff.
Yep. No, we don't. As of right now, we don't. Our technology actually requires what we call hang time. The water has to kind of be
you have to slow it down.
Yeah, exactly. So,
right.
So So it does filter a little bit slower, which is a little bit too slow for that kind of immediacy of a spigot by the side of your sink. But we're working on some stuff. So.
When you're back in the meetings there, Doug, this is the kind of innovation, right? This is what we need. Maybe a little hold.
The idea.
How about a little holding tank, you know, just a little bit, and filter, and then it holds it, you know? Just throwing that out there, Doug.
Very good idea. Do I owe you a...
No. Doug, I've been giving away free stuff forever, so I just want to help the people. That's all I want to do. All right, well, I know this company. I've seen this product work. I think it's terrific, and I like what it is you guys are doing. So tell people how they find your products and where they can go to learn more.
So you should be able to find it within a mile of where you live. Any Walmart, any Target, any Bed Bath & Beyond, most Ace Hardware stores, Apt Electronics. Or you can just get it online at zerowater.com or amazon.com or lots of other online places too.
Doug Kellum is the CEO of Zero Technologies. Thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. I hope you have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Lou.
Take care. Bye. It is 8:57 in the morning. It's interesting. It's do you have a separate water filter?
We do. And as I was reading all of this information yesterday, I'm like, "Oh, I wonder if mine takes it out." I'm sure it doesn't.
Their big thing is, you know, and everybody knows the Brita brand. It's been around a long time. Their studies and how they do it, their filter does more. And, you know, with everybody, I really do think this is a trend, right? Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, didn't we got some, I'm going to do some interview next week talking about natural organic, you know, that in the lawn, right?
Right.
And that. This is a big thing for everybody. And, I mean, your generation and younger parents with kids are super concerned about that. And I buy into it. Why would you want to put those chemicals in your child's body?
I was even thinking, you know, I've been dealing with sick kids, and we've been talking about how this whole season we've been sick.
Right.
I'm reading this information yesterday from Zero Water. I'm like, maybe it's the water.
Right. Well, you don't need much to make that leap.
Worry, I know.
Right, exactly. You're the wrong example. I shouldn't have even brought it up. But that's good. It's interesting stuff. So check it out on their website, zerowater.com. It's 8:58 in the morning. We'll be right back.
What I will tell you is if they're going to do that underground, and they're going to think you're so smart too, Phyllis, when you say this, when you use the PVC pipe, I want you to use Schedule 80 pipe.
Schedule 80.
Just say it like that. Make sure you're using Schedule 80. Say it with confidence like that, and the guy's going to be like, "Oh my God, this lady's a genius."
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Center
kitchen. 9:10 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Our Just Text Me segment coming up after 9:30 this morning. So if you can't get through and you want to text us, we'll fire off some answers to those text messages after 9:30. Let's talk to Laverne in Chicago. Hi, Laverne. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. What a pleasure.
How can I help you?
I have a problem. I rent a two-bedroom in Humble Park.
Mm-hmm.
The owner says no nails in the wall for pictures. What do I do?
Move.
You know how hard it is to find an apartment in Humble Park.
I know. My father-in-law grew up in Humble Park.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So
you can buy command strips, okay?
Mm-hmm.
3M, you know the command strips with the hooks that you can stick on the wall?
Yes.
They make picture hanger versions of that.
Yes. At Ace, of course, right?
Of course. And they make, they have a couple different ones, but one, it's a metal, looks like a little metal plate, and then it's got a little triangle of a hook at the top. And you put the little command strip on the back, and you wipe off the, before you put it on the wall, take a little Fantastic or 409, or actually, you know what? Just take a damp rag, because I don't want the chemical on there. Just wipe it away wherever you're going to put this on. Let it dry. Take the command strip, put this picture hanger hook on the back. The picture hanger hooks cost a little bit more. They're, you know, $2-3. but they'll hold up to 5 pounds, which is a lot for a picture.
Okay, but what about something heavier, like a mirror?
A mirror, you can't.
Oh.
Not with those. Can you lean it against the wall? How long have you been in this apartment? How long have you been there?
Since November.
Oh, all right.
No pictures up.
No. Well, that's crazy. You got to live. You know?
I thought that was the reason they had nails.
To hang things. You're absolutely right. The picture, the mirror, no. But pictures and that kind of stuff you can do all day with these command hooks.
Okay.
All right. So I would try those. And, you know, that we should put together, we should have the sales staff put together a giveaway. I don't have this to give you, but they should go to 3M and say, we should give out picture hanging packs for people. Right? You just gave
me
an idea, Laverne. Right. So go to your Ace, find these things, put those up there, and then you can hang pictures there. It won't make any mark on the wall when you go to leave. Sure, let's give her a prize because her landlord's not nice. I don't like that. How about we send her a, let's send her a Mr. Fix-It Loose Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip, created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. That's great. When our daughter Carmen was studying abroad, they had the same rules. No nails. You can't put anything on there. And Carmen was like, I can't hang anything up in my dorm room. It's crazy. So I put a little care package together, my wife and I, with, you know, little things that we sent her from the States. And in the pack was a bunch of 3M command hooks. I go, use these. No, they said nothing. I go, trust me, you can put these on the wall. And she hung her Chicago flag and pictures and whatever. And when she moved, she went pop, 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 pop. Not a mark on the wall, which was amazing. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Adam in Brookfield. Adam, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Lou, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
Good. I was actually calling because I'm purchasing my first home. I'm actually making the move from the city, and I've been through lots of nails in the walls and never got a fine ever.
Well, congratulations. Where are you moving?
I'm moving to Brookfield.
All right.
And the home is, I guess I was just calling because there's a couple of new things on it, and there's a couple of older things that haven't been changed since, I think, 57 when it was built. And I'm just wondering where to begin.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to tell you something right now. And this is, and I said this earlier, that, you know, I'm not a big fan of promoting myself. Okay? But I'm going to tell you something. My House Smarts book, okay, that I wrote, which I don't have one to give you, but that book is the What to Expect When You're Expecting book for your home.
Okay.
So as a new homeowner, if you read that book, it's going to help you understand how your home works and things you need to learn and know, in particular if you don't know anything, and it's going to take you through the whole thing. And I promise you it's going to be helpful to you.
Okay. And even learning just right now, you talked about the primer that kills odor in the
house.
Yeah. It has about 50 years of smoke in there, and it's just, you know, there's certain things where I'm thinking, well, we're going into the summer. I know it has a new hot water heater and a new roof and stuff like that, and it's all brick, so those are all good things, but I just didn't know, you know, good areas where it's, like, smart to invest in and then go from there. Cause
all right, so kitchen, this was a smoke. There was a smoker in this house?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. For about probably 60 years or however long since the house has been built. It's been, like, one person's been in there the whole time.
Okay, and who's moving into this house? Just you by yourself, or?
Yep, me by myself.
Okay, so before you do anything, you need to wash those walls.
Okay.
And the amount of nicotine that's going to come off those walls is going to be the grossest thing you've ever seen in your life. So you're going to put drop cloths down in each room because the water's going to come down there, and you're going to get boxes of spick and span, okay? And warm water and a sponge, and you're going to start at the top and you're going to start wiping these walls down. And you're going to see this dark water come down from there. And you're probably going to have to go at least twice.
Okay.
Okay, and then you're going to rinse it with a wet rag, you know, just kind of a damp cloth to clean it all off. Then you can repaint.
Okay.
Do you have the ability to buy this house and, like, live in one room prior, you know, so you can do some work in this vice?
You know, actually what's kind of funny is my parents live next door, so it'll be a great little setup.
Oh, just when they think they got rid of you, you're coming back. All right.
Exactly.
So anyway, wash all those walls down. Then you can, like, that odor-killing primer that Zinsser has would be a great way to start. Then paint over the top of that. But you want to handle all that. The other thing is you're probably going to want to get the ductwork cleaned.
Okay.
Is it forced air heating?
Correct.
Yeah. You're going to want to get that ductwork cleaned, the furnace inspected and cleaned and checked.
Do you do the ductwork right away, or do you do the ductwork after you've done... You know what I mean? Like, if I'm planning on maybe some moving out, taking out a wall or something.
Yeah, you can do it all then. But you're gonna, if you're not going to be in there using it initially, you know, and you're going to hang out and bother your parents for a while you're doing all this, then do that at the end. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to put a wall and do some, you know, sanding and painting and whatever. Yeah, at the very end, that's the last thing you do.
Okay.
But, you know, it's, you don't want to breathe all that stuff. I assume you're a non-smoker. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Non-smoker.
So, you know, use a paint and primer in one afterwards. You know, Valspar makes really good paint and primer in one. The Clark and Kensington line that you can get at the Ace works really well to cover up that stuff. But that's important. What are the things you got to do on that house?
You know, I'd actually gone to some of the shows you guys promote, listening to, you know, those types of things, and was down at Navy Pier a couple weeks ago. I think I just missed you. And actually was thinking about windows. Those are probably the original ones from the 50s.
Right.
I actually went to a place and found a really great appliances and stuff. Went to Apt on a customer appreciation day, and that
nice.
Was fantastic. But again, don't want to install any of that stuff probably until everything is taken care of.
Right.
So major the kitchen. It's going to be the kitchen and the bathroom upstairs are the two primary areas, and then also cleaning out. But mechanicals and that kind of stuff. I would love to put a bathroom up in the master, do like a suite up there. But again, I don't know if that's.
So when you're when you're thinking about, you know, like where to start, the most important thing when it comes to a home like this is that the envelope is up to date first. Roofing,
okay.
Windows, doors, cracks in the foundation, mechanical systems. While all that stuff's not sexy, I mean, the windows are sexy, new windows are sexy, but all that stuff adds real value to your home. You know, if you're going to be in this house, you know, if this is your first home, you know, depending on what you plan to do, you know, the average first-time homeowner stays in their house less than 5 years.
Wow.
Now, you know, and that might not be you, but that's the average. You know what I mean? And if you do the right things, all of a sudden in 5 years, if you decide, wow, I cannot stand living next to my parents. My mom is over here all the time.
There could be pros and cons to that.
I'm kidding. But my point is that you could make a lot of money on this house if you do the right
sure.
things, you know, and certainly replacing. And the other thing with windows is you don't have to do the whole house, you know. You could do a part of the house at a time, depending on how your budget entails, you know, the ability to say, hey, I'm going to do the front of the house, you know, this year, and then I'm going to do other things. And then 2 years from now, I'm going to do the back of the house. And so you don't have to do it all at once. At the end of a five-year replacement program, you still have new windows, you know what I mean, that are working. And the ones you installed 5 years ago are no – they're not worth anything less than the ones you just installed today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you can plan out your money and figure out how you pay for it all. But, you know, what I would tell you is just keep listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show every Saturday. Happy to help you out. And I do – while I'm not a big promoter of my own thing – I will tell you, you know what, if your parents are listening in Brookfield, buy the kid the Mr. Fix-It House Smarts book. I'm telling you, it's going to help him. It's 9:21 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. Just said I'm just trying to be helpful. I'm turning over a new leaf. Who wants to go to Spain?
Another Saturday morning on WGN Radio, and that means you're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, that's me. Way back up in the woods among the evergreens, the stood a log cabin made of earth and wood. 9:24 in the morning. Bernie's in Wisconsin. Hey, Bernie, you're on WGN.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Lou.
I've got
a problem that has just been plaguing me for a few years. We've got double sinks in our bathroom. They're about 4 feet apart. It's a house that's 10 years old, and my sink drains perfect all the time.
Are you? Wait, hold on a second, Bernie. Are you sure you want to go here?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Absolutely. and my wife's sink intermittently drains very, very slow. And I put, like Drano down it and everything like that. That doesn't seem to do anything. I've looked at comparing the stopper heights. You know, her stopper comes up the same height as my stopper, so the drain ought to be there. But then, lo and behold, 3-4 days go by, and she says, there it is again, and the water's sitting in there, and it drains real slow. And I can't, for the life of me, figure out what the problem is.
All right, let me ask you this. The two sinks,
yes.
Do they? You said they're 4 feet apart. Do they all go into the same, like, do they converge into one pipe that's in the wall?
They converge separately, but they must go into one pipe in the wall, yeah.
Okay, so then there's like a center stack or something that they go into, but it has its own, each sink obviously has its own P-trap, and then it goes into the wall and then down again.
Yes.
And yours drains just fine.
Just fine.
All right. Have you taken the P-trap off and the connection where it goes into the sink and goes into the wall?
Yes.
And have you put a rod down there?
No.
Okay. So my guess is, so you took all that apart and those pipes are completely clean?
Yes.
The clog and the gunk that is slowing her sink down is from the point where it connects in the wall and goes to that that stack. And my guess, just kind of thinking this through, is that stack may not be centered between the two sinks. I bet it's closer to your sink, and then she's got a little bit of a horizontal pipe that runs, and that's where some gunk is, you know, catching up. And, you know, I'm assuming your wife probably wears makeup and hairspray and that kind of stuff has more hair than you. Does she have more hair than you?
Yes, she does.
and so I bet it's going, and that's what you need to do. The other go ahead.
Why does it do it intermittently, though? It's like I don't know, a couple of weeks go by and I won't hear from her. And then the next day I'll hear her calling on her bathroom. There it is again, you know.
Well,
that's what throws me. If it just slowed down permanently.
Let me ask you this. Have you noticed, does it happen a certain time of year?
No.
No.
Summer, winter makes no difference.
Doesn't make a difference, yeah.
It's on an inside wall and everything, you know.
Okay. Well, it could be a venting issue, but it doesn't make sense if your sink always works perfectly, no problem.
Yes, yes.
Have you ever thought about switching sinks?
Well, yes, I thought about that, but I don't know what that would do to it.
I know. Why don't you try this? I'm not a huge chemical guy. I think I talked about this earlier with somebody else. There is a drain opener called InstaFlow. Okay?
Okay.
Where are you in Wisconsin?
I'm just west of Milwaukee in Waukesha.
In Waukesha. All right. You got an Ace up there?
Oh, yeah. Good one.
All right. Go see the guys at Ace. Ask him for a bottle of this InstaFlow. It looks like a giant vitamin bottle. Okay?
Okay.
And it's full of chips.
Uh-huh.
In a perfect world, take the pop-up out of the sink first, okay? Out of her sink. You can do that, right?
Yes, I can.
That way you don't got to take the pipes around and you got to dig inside the cabinet, whatever. You're going to pour a nice mound of these chips right over the top of the drain. It's going to go down in the drain a little bit. You're going to take some boiling water. I don't want you with your nose over right over the top. You're going to pour a little boiling water in those chips to activate them, okay?
All right.
As they start to melt, stop with the hot water and let it percolate for about a minute, minute and a half, maybe even 2 minutes. Then run water to clear it out. And that should eat up all of the gunk that's in there and should improve. If that doesn't improve it, then you got to pull that pipe and you got to put a rod down in there from where it comes in the wall down to the stack.
To the stack, yeah. I think before talking to you, my thoughts were that's the next thing I want to do is you know rod down to the stack.
Right, but try this out and it should work. Hang on a second, I want to send him a Mr. Fix It Lose Crew T-shirt too. I know it says one, but they'll let me do two. It's a T-shirt courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center and ALSEP, created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on your feet. News in just 2 minutes. Hang on 1 second.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
I don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Sometimes you can't get through on the phone lines. That's when our Just Text Me segment comes in, where we can answer a bunch of text messages, but just don't text and drive. In the producer's booth is the lovely and talented Lindsay Smithwick. Good morning again.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
How can we help some people?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Once I pull up my email, grout repair.
Okay.
In my tiled sunroom, there's a small section of grout in the middle of the floor. Is there a way to fix just that section without having to regrout the entire floor?
Sure. The biggest issue is what the color of the grout is, and so trying to match that would be tricky.
It's not that hard, though. I was really nervous about it when we did that. I was so panicked that it was going to be completely off.
Right. You know, the thing is, you can buy pre-mixed grout at the hardware store in a little quart container. You don't even have to buy like a huge bag of it. You need to figure out what the color is. And if it was white, it's probably brown now because you walked all over it.
Right.
Just take a little grout removal tool, and you don't even have to go corner to corner. Just remove what's loose. It's, you know, you could use a little screwdriver even to gently scrape out what's there. Mm-hmm. Buy the pre-mixed grout in the color that matches, and you literally could put it in with your finger and a wet sponge over the top of it. You don't even need a grout float to put it in. What were you going to say?
A grouter.
A grouter. You don't need a grouter. That's a technical term.
Okay, next, what electric heater for a basement is safe and you recommend, and that you recommend?
These infrared heaters that they call portable furnaces are amazing. There's a bunch of different brand names. They all essentially do the same thing. Probably the most widely known name is Edenpure. But there's also this thing called Solaire. They're cabinets. They have an infrared set of lights and a fan. And the whole idea is it works like a furnace. It draws the air in, and as the air goes across it, the light heats it and goes. I have one in our basement that when it's cold and I turn this thing on, you could sit on it, and it's not hot to the touch. It's such a larger item, you know, larger. How am I going to describe this? Imagine a laundry basket, a rectangular laundry basket, half of that. That's about how big it is.
Okay.
Not quite as tall, but so it's stable. It isn't anything that you could knock over. Plug it in, put it in the corner of a room. Turn it on and set it to the desired temperature and forget about it. It's going to turn on and off on its own. Your children, an animal, could go right in front of it and put their hand there. It wouldn't burn them.
Oh.
It'd be warm, but it wouldn't burn them. And it will do a remarkable job. Many hardware stores sell these, and you'll find them there.
Nice. Okay, 708, this fixture. The fixtures in our master bath are shiny brass, sink, tub, shower, lighting, ugly. Is there a way to dull the finish to give them that antique look? Maybe with a chemical?
No. Okay. But you could spray paint them. Mm. You could take them down. And if you go to the hardware store, you will find all kinds of finishes in spray paint. Some even with a texture. That antique bronze look that I think they're going for is available in a color. I can picture, I know exactly where it is on the shelf. I can see it. And take the fixture off, you know, disconnect it all. Wait, did she say light fixtures or plumbing fixtures?
All the sink fixtures, tub, shower, lighting.
Oh, no. Never mind.
Oh, you can't do that?
You can spray paint the lighting. You can't spray paint the fixtures.
Oh,
I was thinking. I was thinking the whole
candles.
Lighting thing.
Yeah.
You could spray paint the light fixtures, but the brass, there's no way really to dull it that would be anything permanent. I mean, you could spray paint it, but the minute you go to wipe it off, eventually it's going to start to peel away. If you're really trying to spruce the place up and make the look, you can change the trims, maybe a new faucet if it's within the budget, to what you want, whether it's a chrome or something like that, but nothing you can do to etch it.
Okay. And lastly, Lou, I have a double hung window that when I open it all the way, it slides down about halfway. Is there an adjustment for this?
Depending on the age of the window, there's balancers that are on the jamb of the window. And so what I want you to look at is if it's a type of window that tilts in, tilt the window in so it exposes the jamb of the windows and see if you see any kind of spring-loaded tabs. I bet you that that window you can take out, and the tabs that are on the bottom of the window, you're only on one side of it, and the other one's at the top of the window. Take the window, grab that tab, pull it down, line it back up with the other tab, and put it back in, and I bet you just fix the window.
Look at you.
Well, if I'm right, it's amazing. See, it's so easy to diagnose on the radio when I don't have the actual answer to all this. But I bet that's what it is. A lot of times, you pop, one of those balancers pops out for whatever reason, and you're only working on one balancer, and it's not strong enough to hold a window up. You realign it and set it there, and you just fix the whole thing. That's just text me. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Bonnie.
Bonnie. Hi,
hi Bonnie.
Hi, Lou. I know you're an expert in everything, and we need desperately to have some help.
That's a lot of pressure, Bonnie, an expert in everything.
Yes, you are. I'm putting you under pressure
because
I need your advice.
I'll do my best.
And I know that you're a house expert instead of a yard, but I've heard you give people advice on birds and raccoons and squirrels and things. But, Lou, we used to have the most beautiful yard, and now the moles have ruined it. How can we get rid of them? We've gone all around. We put things down in the grass that's supposed to vibrate. That doesn't do any good. We put those little fake worms in there that are supposed to make them sick, and that hasn't done any good.
Have you tried the Sonic Mold Spike?
Sonic Mold Spike. Let me write that down.
So Bonide makes this. Bonide, why am I blanking on it?
Bonide Moldmax.
Moldmax, thank you.
Moldmax.
All right.
Okay, my husband's just telling me that, yes, we did try that.
They work for only about a 20-foot radius.
Oh, so we have to put a lot of them in.
Well, more than one if you have a lot of moles.
And we have a lot of moles and a lot of yard.
Okay, so let's talk about this. First of all, we need to make sure that we're not providing any food source for these moles.
Oh, yes.
And there's probably bugs in the lawn, and they're eating the bugs, and so we want to treat the lawn and probably change the pH of the lawn.
Okay.
By adding, like, a little lime or something like that to the soil.
Okay.
In a spreader, like you're going to put fertilizer down.
Oh, sure.
Then you want to rent or borrow a lawn roller, which is a big round barrel with a handle that you fill with water and you push it around your lawn to collapse the tunnels that the moles go through.
Yes, we want to do that. They make me trip almost.
Correct. And so you're going to even out the lawn. Then you're going to buy a few of these Bonide Moldmax spikes, battery operated. You put the batteries in and you drive them into the ground, and it makes the sound of a mole in distress.
Oh. Okay. So
and then they're like, what's going on over here? I don't want to be. That sounds like a mole that's in trouble.
Yes.
I want to go somewhere else.
Yes.
Now, there's another little trick that is a natural trick that could work.
Okay.
You know what castor oil is, right?
Oh, sure.
They don't like that.
Oh, who does?
And if you spray it a little bit in areas, if you could, just trying to think of how you would spray it, because it's oil and you'd have to thin it a little bit, but
right.
You don't want to.
You could put it right on the grass?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Try a little area, in particular where it's a big problem, as a test.
Okay.
You want to do this, I mean, now that, you know, it's a little bit warmer, you know, it's not a problem yet, but right when spring breaks, which we're a couple weeks away probably from doing this, this is when you want to get this thing going.
Oh, yes, yes.
But this Bonneid Mold Max product has been very effective for both chipmunks and moles, and this castor oil trick in certain areas on the lawn can work as a deterrent. You know what else that works on? Armadillos.
I didn't know that, actually.
Why?
Because I have worked with you for 10-plus years.
Armadillos. Yeah. So, anyway, give it a shot. 9:50 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll be right back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Candy in Michigan. Hi, Candy. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Fantastic. What's going on?
I have a question about sealing an asphalt driveway.
Okay.
We just had it resurfaced in the end of the fall of 2015, and they told us to wait a year before we sealed it. Mm-hmm. And then I've heard different things about seal coating it. And some people say you don't need to seal coat it. Others say, yes, you should seal coat it. And I'm not sure what to do.
If you lived if you lived in Tennessee, you might not need to. But you live in Michigan where there's ice and snow.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice and the snow gets in between the granules of the, you know, the aggregate of the asphalt. And that's where it can help develop cracks. And so sealing does help that process. Typically,
okay.
The way a year is kind of a long time. The trick is when you see the asphalt start to gray a little bit, it's not that dark, dark black that it was the way they put it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually about 6 months, but you're ready to go. The name in asphalt sealers is a company called Blackjack. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And are you going to do this yourself or are you going to have someone do it?
Well, I have done it in the past myself.
Yeah.
The people that did our new asphalt top over our existing driveway, they do it, and of course they want to do it, but I don't know, is it better to do it yourself or is it better to have someone do it?
Well, here's the thing.
Does it not matter?
I mean, here's the thing. The asphalt sealers that, you know, a lot of these professionals use is a good quality as well. You know, it's a commercial grade, and really it's pretty cheap, right?
Okay.
These guys will, you know, come in and do your whole thing for, you know, $150 or $170, $200, depending on how big the driveway is.
Yeah, they want $300 to do it.
Well, okay, so if they want $300 to do it, that's kind of high. Or unless you have, or do you live at South Fork? What was the name of J.R. Ewing's wife in Dallas?
Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't know.
What was her name? Don't you remember?
Dallas.
You didn't watch Dallas? J.R. Ewing.
No.
Miss Kitty. Was it Miss Kitty?
No.
Well, maybe that was Bonanza.
I think that was Gunsmoke.
Or maybe it was Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke.
That was Miss Kitty. You're right. That was Miss Kitty was Gunsmoke. Wow.
Yeah.
We're really showing our age.
Yes, we are.
What was the name of the what was the name of the actor that played Gunsmoke?
Matt Dillon.
No.
No. That was his name. James Arnett.
Very good. How about that? Lindsay you have no idea who James Arnett is. If your father's listening, Lindsay, he knows who James Arnett is.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That was Miss Kitty. You're right. What were we talking about?
Okay,
your asphalt driveway. Okay, so anyway, for $300, where are you in Michigan? I'm holding up my hand like a mitt. Where are you?
Wayland, Michigan. I'm between Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids.
I know exactly where it is. There's a Ace Hardware store near you.
There's one right in Door, Michigan.
Go see them and say, tell me how much a 5-gallon bucket of Blackjack driveway sealer is. There's a good, better, best. You want the best.
Want the best,
and
okay.
It's going to cover about 300 square feet. So you need to do a little measuring, a little ciphering, and figure out.
1,700, so.
All right, so 3, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 feet. You're going to need like 6 5-gallon pails to do all that.
Okay.
So figure out if that costs less than $300.
Then do it myself, because I don't mind doing it.
You just need a pair of shoes that you don't like.
That's exactly right.
Because you're never going
to
get them back.
Year.
Right. So you do that, and then you could do it yourself. You clean the driveway, make sure it's nice and clean. You get a squeegee. You roll it all out there. You put a little rope at the end. You take a picture of yourself and say, look at me.
And how long before we drive it? I can't remember how long.
24 hours.
24 hours. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If you go if you go 48, even better.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. All right. Thanks so much, Lou. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Miss Kitty. I appreciate you calling this morning. 9:56 in the morning. Quick break. We'll be back after this.
Happy trails to you.
Looks like the whole Miss Kitty, James Arness thing. Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Jerry is in the Western Burbs. You're our last caller this morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I have a question. I have a skunk infestation, it seemed like, where I live. I live out in Will County in Bolingbrook.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, does Ace carry anything that's be able to pour around the outer foundation of the house to more or less persuade them not to be coming around? Because I think one has burrowed in, and there's somewhere near the foundation. And to get rid of it, I've tried everything. And nothing seems to get rid of him other than I'm going to place a have a heart outside if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But
couple things. You can
get rid of him. Does Ace carry anything?
Yeah, a couple things you can try. There's sprays called Scoot. There's Critter Ritter. These are very good sprays that you can place around there that they don't like the smell of that. Where the burrowing is, I want you to get a work light, like an LED work light at the Ace, because it doesn't get hot. Stick it right by the burrow and plug it in and leave it on, because they're nocturnal, and they don't want that light, and so they're going to go somewhere else. The light will keep them from coming back. And if you spray that kind of stuff around there and use the light, the combination of the two, you should be able to try and at least get them to go somewhere else. They're creatures of habit. So once they figure out they can't go there anymore, they're going to find somebody else to go, hopefully a neighbor you don't like. Jerry, I appreciate the phone call. I'm bumping up against time. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for listening. Lindsay, thanks for producing. Bob, for pushing the buttons. And Joseph, for doing sports, and Veronica. And downstairs is sitting in for John Williams is Matt Bubala. Good morning, Matt.
What's up, sweet Lou Manfredini?
How are you,
sir? I'm good. How are you doing?
Did you work in the middle of the night, too?
I didn't. Stephanie switched me over to morning, so I actually slept overnight.
Oh, nice job.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm great.
I'll tell you what, Lou, that warm weather really brought the skunks out this week, didn't it? You could smell
it
all over the neighborhoods.
Let me tell you, when I walk my dogs at night, that's all my biggest fear is that, you know, I got to
get skunked.
Right. So I got to keep the leash short.
You do.
What do you got coming up today?
I've been saying that about you for many years.
Yes. So. My wife keeps me on a short leash.
Yeah. And as well, she should.
And I stink. It's a whole metaphor.
Yes, it is.
What do you got coming up this morning?
You know what? At 10:30, we're going to talk with Seth Shostak. He is a researcher at SETI. I'm sure you saw the story this week, among all the other stories, that they found near a dwarf star not that far away, seven possibly habitable planets.
And I know you're a big Star Wars fan, right?
I am a big Star
How long
Wars fan.
Would it take us to get there if we were in the Millennium Falcon?
We'd make that run in under 12 parsecs, I would say. Which doesn't make sense.
Well, it does to people who are Star Wars fans.
It does, but it doesn't make sense. They say parsecs are a distance, not an amount of time. So you can't make it in under 12 parsecs.
Right.
Unless you bent the space-time continuum.
I'm turning my microphone off now.
You can't turn mine off, sucker. You're stuck with this. Thanks, Lou. Have a great weekend.
See you. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. It's Matt Bubala in for King John today. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.